Pregame coverage right here on KKIA 92.9 of the Moose, getting ready for Storm Lake Tornado Girls Soccer in their home opener this year. Joining me, head coach Katie Vortman of the Tornadoes. And coach, you've only got one game under your belt. It's a loss, but it seems like it should be a confidence builder. Walk us through the opener against Sioux Center, a 2-1 loss in a tough place to play.
Yeah, we talked right from the beginning that we gotta go right away. We can't wait till the second half to start playing. And I think the girls really took towards that. And, you know, we scored within the first 10 minutes, and America Nahara got her first high school goal, which was just really awesome to see. She's been working super hard in practice and, you know, even staying after to kind of work on some stuff with coaches. And I was really pleased for her, but I also think that Marlene Cornell, you know, she had the assist, and without Marlene's assist, there would have been no goal. So really super proud of them on that. And I told the girls that I think that's the most we've competed with a team since I've been here as a head coach, which is really great to see, just because that's something I really pride ourselves on, is we have to compete no matter what it says on their jerseys.
You played these guys last year in a bit more of a lopsided game, I think a 7-2 final. You've talked about bits and pieces of it, but if there was a couple things that jumped off from last year's game against Sioux Center to this year, what were the things that you noticed on the positive side that made the big difference in the game this year?
I think we're playing defeat more, a lot more possession instead of just kicking the ball and hoping we'll get it or our team's going to get it. You know, we're playing to our team and connecting passes. And I also think there's just a lot more intensity from the girls. They're willing to go at it and give 110% from the very beginning as well.
And now you look at the matchup tonight. You've got Sheldon. Talk us through what you can remember of the game last year, a low-scoring affair at their place. Sheldon only able to tally the one goal, but it was enough. What do you remember from last year's game against the ORABs at their place?
We played down to their level. I remember being super frustrated that we lost, because it was a winnable game, and they're a little bit of a slower-paced team, and we played down to their level. We went at their speed. We weren't physical. We didn't go after 50-50 balls. And, you know, they got lucky on the one, and that ended with a loss for us. So I am just really hoping this year that we play our soccer, and intensity has to be there. It's another, you know, cold, chilly day in Midwest, but we have to come out right away, and I'm hoping we can get lots of goals tonight.
Once again, chatting with head coach Katie Vortman of Storm Lake Tornado Girls Soccer. And, coach, you talked about a couple of keys there, but now we move to this year. Your team comes into this game 0-1. Sheldon's won once, lost twice, got shut out notably in two of their three games to start the year. What are you seeing in the team this year for the ORAMs? And you talked about a couple of keys there, but what do you think are a couple of keys for your team to pick up the victory as well?
I think we have to have lots of shots on goal. Last year, we really struggled with getting shots off, and this year, we've been preaching a little bit more offensively, especially in these first few games of the season, and I'm hoping the girls really take to that, and, you know, this is a chance to go score some goals, and who wants to score a goal? That type of mentality.
All right, Coach. Well, it should be an interesting one tonight. Like you said, another chilly Midwest soccer game on hand for us. But thank you for the time and good luck tonight.
Yes, thank you very much.
And that was head coach of Storm Lake Tornado Girls Soccer, head coach Katie Vortman. We'll keep on keeping on with the pregame. It's right here on KKIA.